Oh, that absolute bitch. Okay, I'm sorry, honey. I know she's your mother and all, but she just rubs me the wrong way. Well, I'm kicking myself because it was my idea to let her live with us. And like, I was feeling so sorry for her after she got kicked out of her house. It was right after her surgery. I had completely forgotten what she was like before. Honestly, you would think she'd be a little more appreciative to the woman that opened up her home for her, took care of her, but no, everything I do is wrong. She's always complaining about my cooking, my looks, the fact that I'm working at a fertility clinic and not barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen like a proper wife should be. I don't think she ever really forgave me for stealing you away when we got married. Oh, remember how she wore a fucking wedding dress on our wedding day? She did, and she fucking refused to change until she got her mother-son dance. I'm so happy to have you. You've been so supportive throughout all of this. Come here, get on the bed. I want to show my appreciation. Oh shit. I forgot to tell you what I found this morning. I saw her phone out in the open, and you want to know what I found? Pictures of her wearing my fucking clothes. They were all my favorite dresses, including my lingerie. I noticed her dressing like me a lot, so it's extremely weird. She's always accidentally walking in on us while we have sex and forgetting what she came in for. She sometimes tells me that she could do everything I do, but better. Like, what the hell does she even mean by that? This is way more than an overbearing mother. I think she has a Jocasta complex. I mean, I think she genuinely wishes that she was the one that married you and that was fucking you every night. Honey, what is that? Do you have an erection from the idea of your mother wanting to fuck you? Don't try to hide it. Oh, I can feel it. You are so hard. Does my hubby have a mommy kink? Or do you actually want to fuck your mom? I mean, I can't say I blame you. She does look good for her age. And I can't really say I'd blame her either if she wanted to get this dick inside her. Maybe I could just let her use it once or twice, you know, as a little peace offering. She'd probably calm down if she finally got some of the dick that she made. Actually, she would probably get addicted to it and start trying to get you for herself. Besides, she deserves more. You know, I've been putting off having kids to focus on my job at the clinic, and we've played with the idea of getting a surrogate. What if we just use your mom? I mean, she can't have kids of her own anymore. The doctors had to take out her ovaries in the surgery, but her womb is still completely viable. I'll bet you she would absolutely jump at the idea of becoming a mother again. We just have to have her sign a contract to make sure the baby is legally ours. We could even have a clause about her having to stay at our place for the baby's safety, of course. We could write it so that if she tries to move out, we could sue her broke ass. She'd be forced to stay in my house with my baby growing in her belly. I can picture it right now, her belly getting big and round while she struggles to cook and clean like a good mom should. Then I can come in and ask her how my baby is doing. And since she can't leave, I could start getting really intimate, like groping her tits, feeling up her ass. You're leaking pre-cum. You like the idea of your wife molesting your mother while she's pregnant with your baby? Yeah, you do. You're getting so hard at the thought of me just coming up behind her in the kitchen, pulling her shirt down, exposing her milky, heavy tits. Pinching and pulling on her nipples, making her leak her milk all down the front of her shirt, down her belly. Oh, and I could reach down and feel the way her stomach stretched, full of our baby. What do you suppose she would do if I just kept moving my hands further down her body? If I were to touch her hips, slide my fingers into the waistband of her pants, dip my hand down under her panties, spread her needy, pregnant pussy lips, and start circling, playing with her clit. Oh, she couldn't really do anything, could she? Again, she's pregnant with our baby. She has a contract to fulfill. She wouldn't want to do anything to risk her status as the carrier of your child, would she? I could just play with her needy little pussy and then leave her standing in the kitchen, covered in her own milk. Oh, her juices leaking down her legs. You're naughty. Oh, your cock is getting so hard. Oh, I like that. I like that you get so turned on at the idea of me molesting your pregnant mother. You know, they have IVF kits you can use at home. We don't have to go to the clinic for it. We could do it all from the comfort of our bedroom if you want. Just imagine, we get your mom to write the contract. I can tie her up in some of our old bondage gear. We'll tell her it's medical equipment. A prude like her would absolutely believe it. And then, when we got her strapped down with her legs spread on the bed, I do the procedure to put one of my eggs inside of her, and you come in and give her the sperm sample. Deeply, like right up against her cervix. That's right, baby. I want to watch you fuck. No. I want to watch you rape your mom and knock her up. Oh, wow, you really like that idea, don't you? You like the idea of turning your prude Christian mother into our pregnant fuck slave? I would expect you to use her often. I'd want you to shove your dick in her mouth every time she tries to tell me how to take care of you or how to cook. I'd want to wake up at night to hear her crying and moaning in the guest room as her own son violates her pregnant pussy. I want you to remind her that she's no longer your mom. She's just a sex toy and an incubator for you and your beautiful, loving wife. You know, she's probably asleep by now. There's no chance of her walking in on us. We can role play a bit. She'd never know. Okay. Get on top of me, baby. But don't stick it in just yet. I want to set the scene. Close your eyes and imagine your own mother bound with her legs spread. Imagine your cock hovering over your mother's pussy, the hole you came from. She doesn't want it, or at least she says she doesn't, but her pussy, that warm, wet mommy hole, absolutely wants it. It's gushing, eager to welcome you back inside. Go ahead, baby. Rape your mommy. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, welcome home, baby. Oh, fuck her, baby. Fuck your prude Christian mommy. Force yourself back into her womb. I want you to break her on your dick. I want you to make her come and ruin her. I want to record that and show it to her every time she tries to claim she's better than me. Oh, that's it, baby. Conquer your mommy. Turn her into our pregnant fuck slut. Oh, yeah, ruin her. Breed her. Yeah, keep pumping your cock into your mother. Make her want it. Oh, yeah, show her how good her son's cock feels. That's it. Oh, fuck, keep going. Oh, she pretends like she doesn't want it, but we both know she does. We both know she would give anything to have you fuck her like you fuck me. Oh, that's it, baby. Give your mother this cock. Force it into her cunt. Slam it into her cervix. Look into her eyes as you rape her pussy. Oh, yeah. Put your hand on her throat and hold her down while you pound into her. Yeah, look into her eyes. Oh, look into your mother's eyes and watch the moment she goes from unwilling to submissive. Watch her relent and give in to the feeling of her son's cock ravaging her cunt. Oh, yes. Give it to her. Oh, that's it. That's fucking it, baby. Keep fucking your mother and watch as she finally moves from submissive to begging. Your own mother begging for more of her son's cock. Begging for your cum. For your baby. Oh, there you go. Fuck a baby into your mother. Dump all of your cum deep in her womb. Oh, fill her up. Yeah, you're gonna come in your mother's pussy. Oh, good, good. Come for me. Come right in her pussy. Oh, yeah, put a fucking baby in her. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh, Jesus, honey. You came so much inside me. If you come like this in your mom, she'll be pregnant in no time. Fuck, you might just get past my birth control and knock me up with this much baby batter. Wouldn't that be tragic for your mom? We use her as a surrogate and decide to get pregnant on our own. She'd probably worry that we wouldn't use her again. I mean, it doesn't have to end with just one baby. We could record her fucking you and blackmail her into becoming our surrogate again. We could even put more than one egg in her so she'll have twins or even triplets. We'd have to move her out of the guest room so we could turn it into a nursery. I'm sure she'll love sharing a bed with us. And if she doesn't, well, she wouldn't really have a choice anyway, would she?